Okay. Action.
Yo, what up? It's the Big Homie's house. This is your Big Homie Kodak. We got the homies in the building. Big Homie Robbie World. What's up?
What's happening?
Big Homie Butter.
Hey, y'all.
Big Homie Lola.
Hey.
How's everybody doing today?
I'm doing awesome.
Great.
Fabulous.
Great.
Having some food.
Well, hot. Because it's hell hot outside.
It is hot. It's hot as hell outside.
Man, I love it, man.
I'd rather be hot than cold.
Facts.
Oh, always. But also, as a caramel chocolate being, we melt outside.
I like the heat, though. I like the heat.
You're on your own with that one.
What?
No, I'm talking about Hershey. Oh. You're on your own with that one.
I love
the heat.
If you take a Hershey's bar outside right now, that bitch gonna melt.
Is you a Hershey's bar?
Definitely.
More like
that
chocolate they be giving you out at Sunday school.
Mm-mm, definitely
that
not.
That only exists in the church.
This that expensive shit, you know, French chocolatier.
Oh, spell it.
Really. I-T.
Anyway, so let's get into it. Butter, you know, I think we're going to kick things off with you.
Okay.
So, Butter, you got something new you want to try with us?
I definitely do. So I want to play a game, okay? So the name of the game is called Black Car We Vote, and basically it's questions that Black people should know. Mm-hmm. And if you do not know the answer, I need to get that black card, okay?
She's talking about you.
I'm talking about all y'all. So let's go. Okay, the first question is, well, I'm gonna do that one last. The first question is, which song is the side piece anthem? A. Escape My Little Secret. R. Kelly. Down Low. Shirley Murdoch. As We Lay. Mary J. Blige. I Can Love You.
My Little Secret, definitely.
As We Lay.
I would say My Little Secret or I Can Love You.
Nah,
well, the way that game works, I know it has to be how most of the majority rules. So
oh, damn, I lost?
You've been.
Wow, that's crazy.
What did you say, My Little Secret?
Yeah.
Okay. The second one is, okay, this is not really a black card revoke type thing, but it's a question, so. How much is the minimum that a man should spend on the first date? A, 100, B, 50, C, 25, D, 99 for Netflix.
D.
$100.
For Netflix.
D.
$100.
D.
100.
If she really fuck with you, she gonna go for D.
No.
She gonna go for the D.
She gonna go for D and the D.
She's gonna go for the
well,
D.
And what we say, majority rules, so...
No.
You're out.
Wait, no, we were on the same. So
you
it's right.
No, nigga.
Well, let's flip a coin since we 50-50. You feel me?
Oh, but are we wrong? Though?
Right.
Like, if a girl
the
fuck
minimum,
with you,
dick don't run this?
The minimum
is Netflix?
Yes, the minimum is Netflix.
Minimum is $100, okay?
$100? I would say the minimum is, what's on here? 50.
Hell, I'll be graceful 50. And give y'all like $20 for gas in that 100, okay?
You pay for gas?
Not me, him. I was saying, like, you know, I was giving him some wiggle room.
We're not going to need gas.
It's the minimum.
$9.99. And, you know, we'll get you a little.
The minimum is $100.
That's not even a date.
We'll get you a little personal bottle of the Hennessy.
That's not a date.
Well, what if y'all are catfish?
We got to protect ourselves.
And we got to protect ourselves.
First of all, if she's a catfish and you see her at the door... You're not going to let her in, so...
It's an ass fat.
You already...
It's an ass fat.
That's not the point.
That
she's
the
a catfish.
Point. That matters.
No, it does
that
matter.
Does matter.
Regardless,
a
if she's
ass,
a catfish,
a fat
you're
ass
not going to let her in.
The day is over if she is a catfish. The day is over.
Also, you already had Netflix, so you didn't spend any money.
That's why it's Netflix and 99 cents.
Matter of fact, you're using somebody else's account.
Nah, exactly.
I got mine's premium, boo.
Anywho, $100.
He doesn't use his mama's account. Got 12 profiles on that same one. Okay.
Anywho, $100 is the minimum, men.
Yes.
Okay.
Shit.
That's why your ass single.
And I can get as much Netflix as I want.
Right. You taking bitches to Waffle House.
And I will get the Netflix after.
He like them dollar millionaires.
What's wrong with Waffle House, though?
No, I'm just saying.
After the club, cute. But
not as a date.
First date, hell no.
First day, okay, if you feeling somebody and y'all know each other, like, if y'all like, hey, let's go out. If I'm asking a girl out, I say minimum 50 to 100. You know what I'm saying? But for just somebody.
You notice how that changed, right?
No, I'm just saying.
That is now 3-1.
No,
you
no,
are 2-4.
No, no, but I'm just saying. But if she's cool, like he said, uh-huh. The minimum on any category should be Netflix and the 99 cents or whatever.
Why? If you got to do all that, why go on a date? Why even entertain her?
Because we want to beat. I want a beat.
You're saying that if you go on an actual date of which you spent real money, that you wouldn't be able to have sex with
her? My question is, if you wanted to fuck me before, why does me having to take you, why do I have to take you on a date for you still want to fuck me?
The dates don't have anything to do with sex. If she didn't want to fuck me,
then what the fuck is the date going to change?
She want to see what them dividends is like before you just, I might as well
give her $9.99 and shit. If that's what it's going to cost.
It sounds like you just need to pay for the cookies, okay?
Am I wrong?
Ladies and gentlemen, either way, you're going to pay for the cookie. That's just either way.
But the date does not.
According to him, his minimum is these $40 hoes. What's your cash app?
I'm just saying, if she didn't want to fuck me beforehand, what is me taking her on a date going
to
change?
The date has nothing to do with sex. We might just want to get out and get cute and go out and have fun.
Well, do that with your girlfriends. I'm trying to fuck.
Or, you know what I'm saying, what's going to change between a date and her trying to, like, okay, say she like you, she kind of want to fuck you or whatever, but she want to get to know you, or she want to see, like, what kind of man you are, so you take her out on a date. She see how you are, you know, with her in public. She may want to, but not right then.
But it depends, too, like, if you're looking for a relationship. That's when you should do that.
First of all, that question was not prefaced with none of this shit.
I'm just saying, it goes along with the question.
One more time for the public. How much is the minimum that a man should spend on a first date? That means you don't know this bitch. First date.
Even if you do, it's the first date.
Why would you not put forth your best effort? You gonna 99 cent this hoe? That obviously you don't like her. Period.
You might as well not go out.
I don't know if I like her yet.
Yeah. So don't go out on a first date.
So I don't know if I like a lot of women. I'm just be single like for the rest of my life. I gotta test the waters out first.
That's how you test the waters.
Hold on. When you get to a new pool, it's your first time in the pool. Do you jump straight in that motherfucker? Yes. You gotta see how deep the pool is first.
No, you don't. You look at the sideways.
Excuse
me.
It says the signs
right there. Not all pools have that shit.
And sometimes you gotta check the temperature too. Put your toe in a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
You can clearly see. If you got eyes. If something is
anyway, deep, but the next question. Next question.
You driving on the date too, then you checking the temperature.
Next question, buddy.
Right.
Next question.
Let me get another one.
I feel like we have some haters in here.
We do.
Question: what's the maximum?
Exactly.
You feel me?
The next question is: you know, it's about to be a fight when you hear someone say, "A, we need to talk." B, I just find it funny how C. So what you're not gonna do is D. Didn't I tell you?
I think it's all the above.
I find it funny how
that's like when it's like a girl and a dude. That seems like a domestic situation.
Or a girl and
a girl.
But
no, it can be a girl and a girl.
My favorite is definitely what you're not going to do.
So what you're not going to do is. If I wasn't here at a restaurant, I'd be like.
So what you're not going to do is. There you go.
Okay, so what you're there, that's red level. Yeah. Boxing form right now. Mm-hmm. Niggas about to get knocked the fuck out.
That's like the equivalent of you being in the club and you got that drunk friend. As soon as you hear her, if one more bitch cries,
so bitches can't say excuse me.
Right, exactly. The bitches can't say excuse me. It's time to go.
Cause you about to get beat up.
We're gonna tap you out. I'm gonna need you to go ahead and clock out.
Bitches about to get jumped. Alright, so we're gonna go into the porch, talk about different events, current events that's going on right now. And earlier on social media, I saw that the girl JT was having relationship issues. JT, the city girl, was getting a heart broke by Lil Uzi Vert.
I don't see them.
Ew.
I don't see them together.
At all.
She said he toxic. But my thing is, isn't that the whole city girl's vibe?
That is
to be toxic.
To be
city
girls are very toxic.
That is toxic. That's very toxic.
That is toxic. That is very
toxic. That's not toxic. That's just a bitch trying to get paid.
That's toxic.
The way
so
they be saying they be getting paid or trying to get paid, it be toxic.
Ain't nothing wrong with getting a nigga to pay your bills.
And there's nothing wrong with a nigga breaking your heart.
There's definitely something wrong with that.
She
didn't break his pockets.
So he definitely broke her
heart.
So you can break a nigga heart and get him to pay your bills. But when a nigga break your heart, it's an issue.
Why does breaking the heart have to be equivalent with paying the bills?
Okay. Well, you can do whatever to get a nigga pay your bills that you don't feel no
way
about.
Exactly. That is the city girl life. Get paid, bitch. Any means necessary.
But it's toxic. definitely
is. Let's compare it to niggas. Get pussy by any means necessary.
Toxic. But niggas embrace the toxicity.
Yes.
I don't think it's toxic. I think
it's how they're going about
it. It's when niggas play the victim. Like, if you are truthful with people and you are upfront, it won't be no problems. You get that person that you involved with or, you know, whatever, the opportunity to make the choice to fuck with you or not. When you be out here, like, trying to make a girl feel like, oh, you the only one. Kodak. I ain't got no other hoes.
Kodak.
It's all about you. But meanwhile, you got Keisha, Tisha, Tasha, and Renee on your line. That's where the problems come in. That is toxic. And that's toxic. How niggas get fucked up.
Kodak, you're very toxic. You know you are.
I'm not toxic.
You are very toxic.
Lola, am I toxic?
I mean, I don't know.
And some men are okay with girls asking for money to pay their bills. Some men are okay with paying the bills.
Shoot, I know a couple of guys that are like, they don't date nobody.
Who paying your bills? Who paying your bills, Lola?
Me. I pay all my bills by myself. I'm a self-made boss-ass bitch. I wish a nigga would come pay his bills, okay?
That's one of my next questions. Like,
I'm a real
would
ass
you,
bitch.
If you was a nigga, would you pay your bills?
You said what?
If you was a nigga, would you pay your bills?
If I was a nigga, would I pay my bills?
I don't get it.
Like, if you...
Like, if I was a nigga, would I pay, like, a girl, like, Lee's
yes.
bill?
Would you pay Lola's bills? If you were, like,
If I got it like that, and she looked like me, hell
if
yeah.
If you were Logan, would you pay Lola's bills?
Hell yeah.
But if you was...
All that ass right there? Ooh,
Buster,
wee, baby.
If you was Buster, would you pay Butter's bills? Mm-hmm. Why? What about you makes you want to pay your bills?
If I have money, I pay Butter's
so
bills now.
So
I'm just playing.
See? You know, see, I'm about to be Buster right now, you know. You know, but
okay, Buster,
looking,
you know, real good right now. You got so much stuff going. I just
want to,
you know, pay everything.
Motherfuckers is in denial.
Thank you so much for paying for it. I love you.
If I was Buster, I would definitely pay Butter's bills.
So paying bills defines love?
No.
No.
I'm just saying.
That's a great question. Why is that required?
It's not required.
How was you going to survive before a nigga came along?
It's not required. I pay my own bills.
Thank
Nobody
you.
Has Good. Ever paid my bills.
But it's nothing wrong. Like, okay, this is the thing. If I'm a woman, I take care of every fucking thing myself. What do you as a man have to add to my life except for dick or money? If I'm handling everything myself, that's the only thing I need a nigga for. Dick and money. If I'm handling everything myself, like, if you can't do more for me than I can do for me, why the fuck are you here? Period.
What about your mental, though?
Okay, again, if you can't do more for me than I can do for me, why are you here? That's, like, all across the board. Like, mentally stimulating me. Like, emotionally stimulating me. Physically stimulating me. Financially stimulating me. If you cannot do those things, then why the fuck are you here? Oh, yeah, and protecting me. If you can't do none of those five things, why are you here?
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
But you say dick and money shit. I would include mouth. That's what I can add. Mouth.
Jesus.
Tongue work.
Okay, when we say that, it's implying sex.
I was
so, all under the umbrella.
Okay, so with that being said, so what if a guy had the opposite situation? We got our shit together. We pay our own bills. What do you got offered to the table?
Ooh.
I feel like men should be the same way. Just like we are with our stuff, you need to have your stuff together. Men should be the same way. If this woman is not up to your standards or what you have going on, what is she here for?
But the barrier of entry for a woman, for a nigga to allow a woman to fuck with him, this way
it's
lower.
Low, yeah.
It's low.
It's way lower.
Because, like,
it's
a man
lower,
will definitely, like, come in
way.
And sweep a girl off her feet and change her life. But
a man will fuck.
Bitches is not doing that.
A
like
man,
that.
Like, a man will fuck a homeless chick with a fat ass.
And change her life.
Change her fucking life. A rich ass woman is not doing that. She's not entertaining
well,
no nigga. Homeless? Like,
not homeless, but, like, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
like, you
like,
see, like, really rich women, you know what I'm saying? If they not married or nothing like that, they really be on, like, that cougar life. They be
yeah.
getting these young bucks, okay?
Yeah.
That sexy Latino pool boy, okay?
But that's not going to change that nigga.
Most guys.
That is changing your life.
Sex.
That's a sugar mama. Fuck is you talking
but
about?
But that's temporary. That nigga,
is it?
Most guys, is because they need sex. Women, we can go without sex. So if you ain't got what we need.
Ooh, girl.
No, 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 hold on. Let's rephrase that.
No.
Women can't go without sex.
Yes, you can.
No.
Women have toys.
That's sex.
They still want the same
man,
thing.
So we don't really need you to come over in our life if you don't have your stuff together. Men, y'all need sex. So y'all gonna... Okay,
we don't need sex.
We can jack off.
Men need sex.
tired, okay?
Pamela Henderson.
Mm-hmm. Pamela Henderson gets tired, I'm sure. Maybe not yours. Your hands look real well moisturized.
Niggas be saying my hands are soft.
Kodak said he
niggas said, skin off niggas of said your hands were soft.
I mean, when I say niggas, it's all inclusive.
Hold on, yourself.
All in school. Okay, cool.
Black car revoked again.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, cool.
Women say my hands are soft.
After you paid them $40.
Shut the fuck up.
What's with this $40 shit?
That's the basic pussy entry.
Yeah, I know.
Entry rate. That's the entry rate for the pussy. $40. But
yo, these bitches are doing good. Back in the day, some of them hoes just used to do it for hopping in your section and a drink.
And a party on video. But anyway, back to what I was saying. Women can't, it's not that they can't go without sex, it's just they have so many dicks thrown at them throughout the day, they have an option. Like, you could walk outside right now, put your hand down, and catch a dick. No.
Isn't that the same for a man, though?
Women have...
Like, we outnumber y'all.
No.
That's why y'all
we outnumber y'all. Like, literally. That's why the niggas move to Atlanta.
Niggas do not have as much sex options as women do.
Yeah.
Why? They're everywhere.
They want to get paid for that shit, and niggas is not paying for sex.
Niggas move here to Atlanta because the ratio is like 2.5 to 1. Like, you have a plethora of bitches to choose from.
Let me tell you something. If dick stocks was up as pussy stocks, we would be on the same level. You feel
dick
me?
Stocks are up.
Dick stocks is low. Dick stocks are low.
Paid dick is high.
You paying for dick?
No. Paid dick, meaning a nigga that's paid.
Paid dick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, look.
A dick with money bags for balls. You feel me? Like, seriously. So, that's paid dick.
So, hold on. So, you got two niggas, right? Two niggas that you like equally. You got this nigga that make $50,000 a year, and this nigga making $200,000 a year. You like these niggas equally. Mm-hmm. You going to the nigga with $200,000? As a matter of fact, let me even the fucking odds. Okay. You like the nigga that make $50,000 more.
How is that evening the odds?
Because you like the nigga that you like
even
the nigga.
Even in the eyes, I like them both equally.
Listen, Linda. So you like the nigga that make $50,000 more, and you really don't like this nigga that make $200,000. But they both want you. Which nigga are you going to?
Exactly. So look, but in the same scenario, if we got a girl that making this amount of money and not making this amount of money, but they equally look good, they equally love us. We're going to choose the better one, which is probably the broke one because she know how to cook.
Exactly. Whoa. Are you saying because you paid, you don't know how to cook?
No, I know how to cook.
No, not you. You're saying that women who are paid don't know how to cook. You said the broke one.
They don't have time to.
That's not necessarily
true. Rich women don't have time to cook.
That's not necessarily true. That don't mean, like, even if you don't have time, that don't mean you don't have the ability to.
There's no problem with that. It's just
rich. I get what you're saying because they're so busy and they got other stuff going on. They're entrepreneurs.
Like, bro, it just is what it is.
She could be crock potting it, okay? Easy.
Well, what are you cooking?
I cook everything. And anything I don't know how to cook, I look up recipes and I can do it.
And it doesn't matter who got the most money. Kodak always say this thing because the person with the most money, even though he got the most money, he might not even be trying to spend that extra amount of money on you. But this person with the least amount of money probably will be spending the money.
So it's about spending.
It's not about the money. It's about the most factors.
It's multiple factors in it. Like, what type of financial contribution is he doing in your life? How he make you feel? What that dick is like? That's very important. Because best believe, if you got $200,000 and that dick is not good, I'm definitely going with that $50,000.
No, the fuck you not.
Shit. I need to be satisfied. That's like if the $200 man say he don't eat pussy. Bye, sir. I'm out.
DC.
DC said he don't eat pussy.
Young Fly?
Nah, Fly Guy DC. Radio.
Oh. Well, he don't have no facial hair, so that explains it. Maybe if he ate it, he would have more. No shade. I love you, Fly Guy.
DC do got little patches.
Patches. He needs protein, a whole protein treatment. Just put your face in there.
Okay? Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. Anyway, let's get on to the next subject on the porch. We saw Saweetie touching down on social media with this fucking McGangbang burger that she made with a bunch of ingredients from McDonald's smashed into one burger. Y'all looking at me crazy, but this shit really happened. She smashed up a bunch of ingredients and put it on a McDonald's burger. And people were going crazy, like, oh, what the fuck is this? Da, 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 da. And then Woke Gang saw it and was like, oh, if Lizzo did this, then y'all be calling her all types of shit. I was like, yo, why the fuck?
Why is everybody comparing everything to, like, if Lizzo did?
Right.
Like, I don't understand that.
But my thing is, though, I'm...
Like, people are out here fronting, like, big girls ain't fine. Like, curves are beautiful.
And nobody ever...
Show them your curves, baby. Show them your curves. Now, look, show them to you.
Fucking beautiful, okay?
Look at it. It's poking. It is poking.
All natural, okay? I get it from my mama.
Your mama thick, too?
We look exactly the same. She just shorter and has silver hair.
That's crazy.
And she's off the market. Don't play. She's married.
I just said.
See, it's just like in school. See, like, people will say, oh, my God, you and your mom look just alike. Oh, really? But you think my mom is fine, but you're not trying to talk to me? I don't get it. Oh, okay.
Is this some
deep... You feel some type of way?
What the fuck did that
I just don't understand. Somebody looks exactly like the other person and you find that person attractive, why am I not attractive to you?
I ain't gonna lie.
Is it because she's older?
Personalities. It's probably because she's older.
Probably because she was a fucking bully.
I was definitely not a bully. I got bullied. Like, for real. Because I had ass. I'm so serious. Okay, so, dead ass serious. Like, I was in fourth grade.
The cap. You just dropped it.
No, I didn't. When I was in fourth grade, that's when I started, like, really developing. I just had, like, hips and ass like a motherfucker. And the kids in my class, they did not want to stand by me. So I either had to be in the front of the line or the very back of the line. Like, they would literally be, like, switching around, trying to not be around my butt. It's crazy. It wasn't until middle school that, like, other, you know, kids started paying attention. Well,
this
started paying attention to me.
Is a no. This is a cap.
What school you went to?
No cap!
I went to Brownsville Elementary.
Don't leave me! Don't leave me!
In fourth grade.
Where is that at?
It's in Lithonia.
Oh, okay.
Eastside.
I was in Brownsville Elementary, but it's then when I went to Miller Grove.
Take it off the cap.
No cap.
It was great when I was in middle school.
So do y'all think Lizzo gets an unnecessary amount of hate?
Definitely.
I feel like...
My thing is, though, what the fuck did that Lizzo have to do with that?
This is my thing. It's a whole fucking model. Her name is Nayo. She's from Canada. She's big.
Now fine. Bigger than, motherfucker.
Right. She's fine. She's bigger than Lizzo. No one says shit about her. And she be bucky naked sometimes.
I feel like with Lizzo, when she first started doing that stuff, it was more of she wasn't just posting because that's what she wanted to post. It was she wanted attention, and people can tell when somebody needs attention.
That's my thing. Lizzo do seem like she...
You can tell when someone is seeking attention, and you're not confident, and you're just posting this just to see, oh, let me
see. So how is what she's doing any different than all the other BS stunts that other artists use to try to get more attention to themselves? Like, if you got an album out, I'm going to do everything possible to keep my name out there so people are like...
It's like, I don't even think that she wants somebody to validate her being big and be a part of the, like, it's like, Lizzo, no
but
one
why
cares.
Why does it have to be a validation thing? What if she's trying to inspire other curvy girls, like, you know what I'm saying, to feel good about themselves?
I'm saying that's not what, I don't feel like that's what the audience is getting from her. We're getting, you have low self-esteem and you're trying to post these pictures to get some clout. That's what people are getting. Because no one cares that Lizzo is big. If you're going to post your pictures, be big. Post your pictures, be big. No one cares. People like big girls. People like skinny girls. You know what I'm saying? If people don't like skinny girls, sure just do. Post your pictures and do you.
My thing is, though, corny is corny. Because,
you feel like she's corny?
Yes, very. But Jason Derulo do the same shit. And he get fried the exact same way. Am I wrong?
I can't speak on
you guys speak on Jason Derulo?
Yeah, I can't speak on none of that because it's the internet, bro. It's the fucking internet. Like, let them do what the fuck they want to do. It's all trolling, bro.
It's all for fun.
Yeah, it's they doing their job to get this reaction out of you.
Yeah.
That's what they doing. I ignore that shit.
Yeah.
Because here's the important part.
Niggas be on your head, too.
Yeah, they getting all their views. They know what they... Oh, look, I'm finna do this and eat cake and fucking no. And like, no.
But then when Lizzo get on there and then start crying and talking about how everybody, like... If you're going to post it, who cares what everybody say? Me. Yeah, like,
bro, it's
now you're upset.
Everybody pick on everybody, bro. But I bet nobody never say that shit in her face. All them fucking comments, nobody never say that shit in her fucking face.
None of these people say anything. Even when they up on the other people, they not going to say their face. But if you're going to post your stuff and be proud of posting your stuff, why are you getting on here making a whole separate video about being upset and crying because people are saying this?
Attention.
About.
I would. I say it to her face.
She need to do what I do. If I see a negative comment, delete.
Right.
If I see something stupid,
if you really don't care about it, you know what I'm saying? So.
You know, we get negative comments every week. I don't give a fuck.
I love those negative comments. Keep them fucking coming. Because you know what? My number's looking great.
In the entertainment industry, you have to make people feel something. You can't have a neutral reaction if you put anything out. They have to either really like it or they got to really hate it. I'd prefer to you like it, but if you really hate it, then shit, that's the same way. Because if you just put something out that's so-so, it's like, okay. It's meh. But if you put something out that's really good, people are going to talk about it. They're going to share it. But if you put something out that's really bad, people are going to talk about it. They're going to share it. Like, you can't put out mid shit.
Right.
But that's entertainment.
It is like
that's our job.
Like if the baby was to put out a song right now and it was awful, niggas would share the fuck out of this shit. Look at this awful the baby song. But when he put out Suge, like yo, this the baby song is great. But if he put out some mid shit, like what's that? Find My Way. It's like this shit was kind
of
mid.
I never heard of that song.
The video he did with B. Simone.
I like that. Yeah, that.
Shit was kind of mid.
I didn't see the video.
It was
an
okay song. It was good, but it wasn't like nothing. Like he said, it wasn't too good and it wasn't too bad. It was just
it was mid. Okay. That's why niggas didn't really hear about it. But like all this other shit was like.
I think the only reason why we heard about it was because B. Simone posted the little stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cute. She saw our crush. They're not together though.
She did fake that shit. So, all right, let's get into the next segment: Facts or Cap. And let's go into this.
Why you smell like that? Is this your favorite subject?
It is my favorite
subject. Oh, shit. Facts or cap? Do you really like a woman if you let her spend her own money? Facts or cap? Tiago, you can jump in on this. I said that.
He said hell no.
Repeat the question.
Facts or cap? Do you really like a woman if you let her spend her own money?
What?
Yeah, it depends on what.
I mean, like, shit.
You gotta be more specific. That's too vague.
Spend her own money on, like, shit, like, non-essentials. Like, rent.
Facts.
I can like you and you still operate as a normal functioning adult.
Facts.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, I don't have to, like, start financing your entire life because I like you.
No, but if you're spending the night over there multiple times a night, I mean, I do expect a little chip in. I ain't saying like
that's different. Yeah, I mean, different. No, I'm saying like. Like, when I say like, say we just start, like, yeah, we just met, like, probably, like, 2 weeks, just conversation. I like you. I don't mean I need to start paying your bills and shit after 2 weeks. Now, some people might. I'm not that type of nigga.
Why are you pointing at me? Let's be clear. Lola pays all Lola's bills.
Hey.
Allegedly.
No nigga
allegedly.
Pays. No, not allegedly. I got receipts, okay? And I'm finna move, and I'm paying that shit myself. And it's more than what the fuck I'm paying now, okay?
I did that
shit on my own. No nigga did shit for me except my daddy, period.
Periana.
Y'all hear something? Sound like some birds.
Cody.
It must be you. It must be you.
Over there chirping, that's you.
Right.
No.
Look like a parrot.
So, Butter. I see. I'm glad you found your little bestie today, Butter.
Go, best friend. That's my best friend. Ooh, you better.
Butter.
No, if we're not together, you're not staying with me. You don't have to pay no bills.
Yeah.
Not just bills. Just like, what if it's like you want him to buy you a bag or some shit?
That's a gift.
It not 2 weeks into dating, and then I don't know. I never asked nobody to buy me any clothes, but if it came to like I bought you something like that for your birthday, and my birthday come around and you ain't buy me nothing, then you don't have to go.
Okay,
but I never asked nobody to ask me buy me no bag or no clothes or nothing like that.
So what if you meet somebody right, and like right after y'all meet, it's his birthday, and then a few weeks later, it's your birthday.
It just depends on if I think I want to keep
Should you get a gift for him?
Yeah.
Or should he get a gift for you?
Yeah. You should get a gift for him.
Like, so you say...
So y'all just started talking. Within the week that y'all started talking, it is his birthday. Y'all just met. Y'all just started talking.
It could be a simple gift. It could be nothing.
It depends on if I think we're going to continue dating.
Like, y'all in the first week, like, it's only like 5 days.
But you can know you're going to continue to talk to him.
Niggas are simple, bro. We'll love fucking $20 Cash App and some cards.
It is, because most of the people we dated is not gonna be like super old. So I can, if you say you turn in 25, Cash App be $25 for your birthday. Like, it's not nothing hard like that. We can go out to eat for your birthday. Like, say, even if we just started talking like a week before, this shit don't.
So would you?
If a nigga really like you, that shit is nothing. That shit is nothing. Like people, like women overcomplicate shit. It's like, oh my god, why is it? Cause that nigga don't like you. That is why. That is why that nigga's not giving you attention. If a nigga like you,
bro, let me say something. If anybody tell you something, somebody should make okay. If they really like you, they'll make a way to see you. Period.
Right.
Church.
Like that's period. Like you know what I'm saying. If they like you, they'll make any type of way to see you, no matter what they doing, no matter if they fucking.
If I don't like somebody, I make myself extra damn busy. I'm booked. Why y'all work?
Why y'all just don't tell
me? I'm in my mama's house.
Because women don't know how to curve people.
Y'all don't know how to get curved. We be coming monsters and B-wires, everything.
Shit, you got to do it systematically, right? You got to start off already busy as fuck. Then be extra busy
and then
after.
Clear your schedule if you
want. Right, I'll clear my schedule for you. I think I can work you in there.
Okay, but let me ask you, y'all did, speaking of that. So what if, like, you had, like, an event. It wasn't a birthday. Y'all had met, though, and it was, like, I'm going to just say, like, a housewarming or something. You know, people are supposed to bring gifts to a housewarming. And the dude or the girl came to the housewarming. She didn't bring a gift, but her birthday was the next week. Did you get her something?
Wait, so she didn't bring nothing to your housewarming?
She didn't bring nothing to the housewarming, but her birthday is the next week.
No. No.
I mean, what if she stayed and helped you clean up?
It just depends. I don't know. That shit depends right there.
What's the max you'll spend on a gift for somebody that you, like, just started dating? Like, if you really like them.
If I really like somebody. Now, we say...
Right, 99 Netflix.
Hold on, so we say...
You so damn paid. You gotta go, Robbie. You gotta go.
I'm chilling, man. Look, the max I will spend, if I'm really feeling the person...
And y'all just started dating.
And she feeling me, the mutual, and we started dating, it depends. Because I'm just saying...
Love how he says, the max I'll spend... Not a fucking number.
It depends. No, really do. Because, like, bro, it's like saying, okay, if a girl wanted some, if we talking and say, oh, man, I always wanted these shoes, I'll probably go get it if I'm really feeling her. Or if it's just somebody I'm dating and just a fuck, you want to get a bottle or something? I'll get you a bottle for your birthday. You feel me? It depends.
Some of y'all bring bottles, that's just...
If it's her favorite bottle, though, that means you, like, listened, paid attention.
Unless her favorite bottle is, like, some 1942 shit. Bitch, you got me fucked up.
I mean, expensive taste.
Girl, they gonna pull up one of them little bottles that's, like, this size?
I'll get some E&J and put in a 1942 bottle. Fuck you mean?
That is not the... that's not even the same type of...
I've never had 1942 because you know what I drink?
It's a tequila.
No, what's that new tequila?
The Classe Azul.
Yeah,
it's not new. It's been out there. You niggas just got hip.
Well,
it's been out for years. It's expensive as hell. Like,
is that that? That's a little lighter.
Well, excuse me, tequila Tiffany. I never heard that shit. When I tried to buy that shit, it was sold out.
Well, let me tell you, like, on
because
the
I was definitely. You see how we got this collection of motherfucking bottles? I was definitely about to boost this motherfucker up and put the Classe Azul right in the middle.
Well,
but it was sold out.
On the low end, if you are looking for something Class A Azul quality and not as expensive, please,
no,
invest in Luna Azul. It is fucking amazing.
I want Class A.
It is smooth as fuck.
I'm not gonna get
$15 for the small, for the regular bottle.
I'm not gonna get no clout for that shit.
What's this little cheap shit?
It's not cheap.
$25.
It is not cheap.
So what you gotta do is you gotta get the bottle, then refill it with just regular tequila at your house.
Well, if you're gonna do all that, you better refill a $10 bottle of El Toro.
That's what y'all be doing.
Niggas don't.
Hey, man.
Now, you know it don't never be the same thing in them bottles when you go to niggas' house. If it's already open, they didn't already. Hell, that vodka be watered down.
You be drunk, so.
Yeah, so.
Who?
Drink my juice.
You and this fucking fan.
Somebody left one of those at my house the other day.
Oh.
Damn.
She stay strapped.
No.
Because it's hot out this bitch, okay? You got a fan going.
So she was hot at your house?
No, I keep the AC on.
You know he keep that AC on. He fluffy.
Anyway. Facts.
That's up to Robbie.
Facts or cap?
Hey,
Do you sport?
That is a fact. That is a fact. Ding, ding, ding. I won. I want the ding on the video.
You want the what?
The ding on the video. The ding, ding, ding.
The,
not like that video.
No, not that. No, 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 no.
Not on here.
No, 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 no. No. That's not what I'm talking about.
No.
I'm talking about
me. She said, hey, look.
I said, at an impulse, add the ding, ding, ding. No, no, I don't want the ding-a-ling. I'm going to say like the little ding, ring the bell. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
Rob, please next. Do not put
oh my God, on your face.
Next question, next question.
Help me.
I was trying.
They cutting up.
What was the question, Kodak?
Facts or cap? Do you spoil your man?
Yeah, if he my man.
It was a little crickets. I heard a little crickets.
Mm. From her? Not me.
I have not had no man. I just Damn. Found me a boo, y'all. Well, I didn't just find him, but me and him been friends since we was like 15 years old.
You don't get this little bow wow ass shit out of here.
So, I never had nobody like that. I had to spoil that deserved that. So no.
So your boo now don't deserve to get spoiled.
Oh no, he deserved. I'm saying I can't say I have because I haven't, but I'm pretty sure I will.
But me, Lola.
I have no problem spoiling him.
Have you spoiled a nigga though?
Definitely. Like when I was younger.
Whoa. What does spoiling for right. y'all look like? Because y'all think,
oh, yeah, I gave
him some pussy when I didn't want to give him no pussy.
See, when I was extra young and dumb, I used to be, like, out here spending, like, I was the one paying for dates for my nigga and me. Like, crazy shit. I was giving my niggas money.
You
was dumb shit.
You was stupid.
I was.
You big
I was.
Dummy.
I was. I was really dumb, for real. But I have elevated. Like
a motherfucking dummy.
Girl, that man owe you 82,000.
Sometimes dick will make you sick, okay? Sometimes dick will have your
he fucked you into retardation? What?
Look,
I got it.
Not all the time, but damn. I mean, I was a bitch paying for dates. Now
you got all this ass. You was paying for dates. You was big dumb.
But what
I mean, you have to understand, like the background that I came from.
Shit out of you.
Well,
when that fan come out, boy, that.
Again, this is like 10 years ago, so you know. That was then, this is now. And I don't
do okay, so what led to him getting tricked off on?
That's funny.
I mean, honestly, he was really fucking sweet.
Steal my shit.
Why would I steal that? I got a Benz. Boy, bye.
It's a 93 Benz.
No, it's not. It's a 2014 E350 with panoramic roof. It's a whole Batmobile. Don't play with her, okay?
Oh.
Thank you. And I bought it myself. Thank you.
With the nigga, with the money your nigga gave you.
No, with the money I made myself, okay?
Fucking
I
paid it.
No.
Fucking on a scamming ass, rich ass nigga.
Mm-mm. I'm not fucking on nobody right now that's paying no bills. No, I'm not fucking on nobody.
You know what we call that? Broken pussy.
No, it's called I know my worth, and right now is not the time.
Period.
And when the right person. You know what I'm saying?
You
make them
tripping.
Apparent.
If I could suck on an asshole and she'll pay my goddamn bills, I'm tired of paying my car note. I load that motherfucker every night. I mean, every month.
He said that real strong. Suck on an asshole.
I would. So Rob,
gonna,
would you?
So you gonna be a prostitute?
Right. You a gigolo
Rob,
now?
Rob, would you suck on an asshole to pay your rent for the month?
Nah. Because I'm a man. I pay my own shit.
I'll be a slut myself.
Thank you.
I don't like paying bills.
I just do it to my lady, you know, because. That's what
so
you
suck
booty holes?
Well,
I'm a grown-ass man.
Grown-ass man club!
Like, to please my woman, y'all just don't be eating.
Tiago eat ass, too.
You got to hide in.
Keith eat ass, too.
Keith eat ass, too.
I am married.
Keith, he's married.
But he eat that ass, trust
that
me.
That asshole get ate.
Is that how you got your wife?
Shout out to the faithful black men
Robbie,
of America.
Right, black men don't cheat.
We don't.
Ooh, first time I ate booty.
Oh, that's your first time, man. Thank you. From the corner, Tiago.
Try it.
I ain't gonna lie. I was eating the pussy, and...
Shit, I'm here.
Your tongue is already right there.
Yeah, and then I went down a little bit, and then she went, ooh. You know, yeah, then I just did it again. Because I like when girls, you know...
That's y'all like the reaction.
I love the reaction.
That's how I be when they hit the gooch. They be sucking and hit the gooch.
Eat that booty hole.
Shut the fuck up. Right. Shut the fuck up.
Right. He already told on himself.
Shut the fuck up.
Would you ever ask your girl to eat your ass?
No.
But have you got it before?
No cap.
How did that go? Did she just ask you or she just did it?
She was just like, I'm finna try something new. I'm just laying down.
When was this?
I can't say.
We're not going. Yeah. No face, no case.
No face, no case.
That's one thing. Like, I said this shit on Twitter last week. I'll mention some shit that happened in my life, but I'm not going to say no names. Not going to get no time period.
But it just made me feel weird. I didn't like it.
But did you have your legs up?
No. What the fuck is it? This is like the third episode. You wanted some details on this shit.
I was laying down on my stomach.
So she spread your ass?
No, it was weird.
Wait. I'm trying to figure out. You're laying down on your stomach. Is she like
in the bed?
Pull your dick from like the front of you to suck it and then spread your
she
ass.
Just
to
did it. She
I'm
just,
confused.
Bro, we was laying down.
I'm confused.
Listen.
Have y'all ever laid ass before?
No.
They trying to get into it.
No, we're just curious about this shit.
They trying to get into it.
No, never.
Look, I'm a freak, so. But I didn't like that shit. That shit is not cool.
But did she open your butt?
No, she not open my butt. She just...
She got a long tongue then.
She just...
Yeah.
She out here cakey style.
Well, look.
Was it Cash, the IG chick? She got a long-ass motherfucking tongue. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
It was her!
No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
That's the homie. Nah. All like I said...
Is she in Atlanta? We need her on this motherfucker.
She in Miami, I think.
Fuck. Everyone,
what the fuck is going on in Miami? This
everybody
weekend?
Is
Everybody's
in Miami.
Down there.
No, that's how I want to go. I want to go to Miami, bro, for my birthday.
Go to Miami after everybody leaves.
Oh my god, bro.
He's trying to get your booty ate in Miami.
No.
He said he don't like it. He's trying to get his dick swallowed.
I'm trying to get my dick sucked in Miami. Fuck, bro.
Kodak said he gonna go get his booty ate in Miami.
I'm trying to eat your booty on this table right now.
Oh no! Oh no!
Put it up here. Put your booty on the table. I give you $1,000.
No, Boosie, no.
We trying to get some South Beach sucky sucky.
Yeah,
that's what we need.
Y'all gonna get that Corona Ronnie. That's what I'm gonna get.
Oh, what if you can get Corona down there? That would be scary.
You wonder what a Corona would look like? Shut the fuck up.
No, like STD.
Yeah.
Like,
you're
saying if you could get Corona down there, like, what the fuck
would
that
be? Okay,
like?
What's the next facts of Cap? We
are.
Because Butter want to know how y'all like y'all ass ate.
Nigga, how do you like your ass ate, Butter?
All the time.
You like your ass ate?
Look at him. Like, yeah.
Tiago, you must try to eat some booty.
Right.
Good. Oh, my God. That nigga is... Lucky as shit behind that goddamn camera.
I'm gonna get me in trouble.
Oh, you got a girlfriend, and you don't eat her ass? Damn, that's sad.
No, I'm not in a relationship right now, but no, I.
So who you getting in trouble with? Jesus?
Yup.
Well, we all in trouble. Repent and renew.
Shut the hell up.
Hey man, we all in the same building.
Facts or cap? What do y'all think about the use of the term allow in a relationship? Like, I allow my girl, I allow my man. Would you allow your man or girl to do X, Y, Z? Are you with it or against it? Do you think that that should be a thing?
I don't like that. I don't like the word
it
allow.
Sounds controlling.
Yeah.
It does, but it depends on how you use it.
Like, okay, so like for instance, like, would you allow your girl to wear, or would you allow your girl to hang out with a bunch of niggas at a party? Like, that's been her brothers and shit. Brothers.
Look, let me tell you this. If any of them niggas fuck my bitch, that's they bitch now. That's my thing. I trust my bitch.
That is true, though. Like,
why do y'all call y'all girls the B-word?
Well, bro, it's
well,
a word.
Like it, so.
All y'all girls like that?
Oh, you got multiple girls? Okay.
No, I don't got multiple girls. I'm just playing. I'm single.
He lying. He got like 5 hoes.
You don't got no hoes?
Okay.
Do you have hoes?
I don't got no hoes.
Rob, we seen the skits, Rob.
What skits?
Right, what happened to the girl with the little Valentine's fake photos?
Those were fake.
Oh, those is real, so that's your bitch?
No, we not
they together. Not together.
Aww.
What happened?
Hey, man. It's just, hey, We had time apart.
Well, you heard it here first, ladies.
No, actually,
I'll be doing the dating show to hook up Robbie.
Nah, I'm
DM for the love of Robbie World.
No, yes. Like, you know, we both entrepreneurs. We both, you know.
Because she was already here. She told us.
Oh, big surprise.
No, it was. It was, though. We're like, we're busy.
Oh, that was her.
When she said it, niggas was like, what? And we post a video, and I was like, what? You're not around no more? Like, and then it's not. Other people's relations ain't none of our business.
Look, let me tell you something about her. That is always going to be my homie. You feel me?
She like, is cool as shit. Even though she like, she probably got a couple bodies. She probably killed a few people.
Bro, look. But look, that has nothing to do with me. You feel me? Like, she happy, I'm happy. You know what I'm saying? If we can't make each other happy, then look, it's okay.
How did that happen? How did that situation happen? What did y'all meet?
What did we meet? She was just a good friend. Like, we was both in a dark place, you know what I'm saying? And we was both toxic. So.
But you said she was a toxic good friend.
Toxic
time! So you
she,
still didn't
toxic
tell me how
clan.
You actually met.
She was a good friend. She, you know.
How did you meet, though? How did she, okay,
was
there
it
we
one
go.
Of those things, y'all was best friends, and one time y'all was just chilling, and y'all was just crying with each other, and y'all was close like Disney.
Crying? What the fuck type of
it
Disney
was
shit is you
like,
on?
You know those movies?
It was kind of like, we were just friends, and then I wanted a relationship because I was trying to fill a void because my aunt passed, and I was just going through it like that. No, don't feel sorry for me, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But, like I said, she doing her thing. She got her business going, Ball Out Beauty, going great. I'm doing me. I'm happy. So, hey, it is what it is.
I was about to invite her on here to do today, too. But I feel like that would have been messy.
You are messy.
Who broke it off?
She did.
Are you looking for a relationship now?
I don't want it
somewhere.
You are?
Am I what?
Are you looking for a relationship now?
No.
Oh. I'm sorry, Robbie, ladies. For the love of Robbie has been canceled.
And been changed to the love for the love of Kodak. Or better known as Who Wants to be Kodak Schlitt.
Please
have your cash app ready for your $40.
$9.99.
Yes, that's a new price.
$9.99.
Damn, $9.99.
The market just crashed, bro.
Nigga, what? Everybody getting these fat ass damn what? Unemployment checks,
what
stimulus
girl?
Checks, all that. And then they finna come up with another round. These hoes pay.
What girl I brought up here?
You brought a girl here, like, yesterday. And she was like, she had brought some food for us.
Oh, Kodak.
And then we had left, and then
it was really for him, but she said it was for y'all?
Oh.
Yeah. What happened to her? I think her name was Jazz.
Ooh.
Anyway, let's go into our next subject called What Would the Homies Do? And with this subject, we're going to go into the first topic, and that is the topic of cop blocking. So, say you're at a function. You, let's say you and your homegirl been, you and Butters, because that's apparently your best friend.
Go y'all best been, friend, that's my best friend.
Y'all been eyeing the same nigga all party, and it's getting to the end of the night. Options is getting low. It's time to make a move.
Damn,
so,
bro, we've been looking for a long ass time. It must have been boring as hell in this club.
So look, y'all, I ain't the same dude, and you gotta pick. Are you gonna let her have a nigga, or are you gonna keep pushing?
I mean, who did he make eye contact with?
He's
making,
he's making eye contact with you, but you still want him, or he's making eye contact with you.
If
and
I see
you still
that he's making eye contact with my girl, then my eyes are going somewhere else. Why would I be still staring? I see him over there. I'm gonna be getting his eye view. Nigga, me.
I mean, shit. Niggas will push the issue.
Nah, girl, I'm about to go to the bathroom real quick.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I know. It depends on who the guy is talking to. Cause I mean, me and my friends, when I was like, girl, he is cute. He come over there. I'm like, hey, I'm like, oh.
Right.
Or he say hey to the wrong person.
I mean, no, it was just, he just said, hey, to who the person he wanted. And it's
has
okay.
That ever happened to you where you, like, in your head, like, you seen a dude, it's like, ooh, I want him. And then your homegirl, I guess, just so happened to, like that same nigga, and you're like, ooh, he gonna talk to me. And then you be like, and he go talk to her. I'll be like,
that's how she was when the people was trying to talk to her mama. And she wanted to say
no, funny ass story, right? I was 13 years old at South Decatur Mall. Me and my mama, like I said, at that time we was like the same height. So she's 5'4".
How tall was you?
5'4". We was the same height.
Oh.
And I was 13. So we looked exactly the same. Like I had all this back then. just slightly smaller.
You breaking my heart because my cousin's 13 now. Now I know I gotta punch. I gotta start punching the shit out of
If I have a daughter, best believe she's gonna be but locked my
cousin,
in the house.
My cousin like
oh,
my height.
Oh, she gonna be sneaky.
My cousin,
I believe it.
My cousin like my height at 13 though.
Damn.
Yeah, she probably a little bit. It's something like food. Probably an inch taller.
Well, anyway, me and my mom walk outside South Dakota. Mom, this nigga pull up in this fly ass charger, and he goes, "Scott," and he tried to holler at me. And my mom was like, she is 13. And so he was like, oh, for real? Well, let me holler at you. She's like, Negro, I'm old enough to be your mama. Go on. But, like, he really, like, tried to holler at me, then holler at my mama at the same time. Mm. Wow.
Niggas are savages out there.
Classic bougie.
I'm pretty sure he didn't think that you were 13, though.
Yeah.
I didn't look 13.
How old did you look at 13?
I looked 18 at 13. I've always looked, like, my body's always looked grown. My face always look young, but my body been a grown woman body for the longest.
How old are you now?
I am 28, just turned 28, June 13th.
I turned 29 next week.
Oh, turn out.
When your birthday?
July 6th.
Y'all getting old.
Well, y'all need to come to this pool party. The hush pool party?
Yeah. Yeah, they already made me a flyer for my birthday on Sunday.
Oh, that's cute. We're going to be there hosting together.
Shit, I might be there too.
Well, everybody come to Hush Pool Party, get in the water, have some fun, a little squish splash.
Well, I don't know if I'm going now because my manager said I got to fly to L.A. for my birthday. So
my birthday July 30th.
Unfortunately, the party is not.
Get the fuck out. Get out.
What was the other facts or cap?
Yeah, come on.
Facts or cap. All right, so let me scroll back up. Oh, it wasn't facts or cap. It was what would the homies do?
Oh, yeah.
So, this is, I guess it would be different for, the answer is different for women and niggas. Twinkie or toaster strudel?
Ooh.
Neither.
I don't know. That's good. That's
old. Like,
toaster strudels are as good as fuck.
Oh, no, we're not talking about food.
Oh, ha.
What the fuck are we talking about?
Okay, got it.
Like, we over here hungry. We confused.
Would you rather be a Twinkie or a toaster strudel? Now, when we think about Twinkie and toaster strudel.
Oh, the cream inside and the cream on outside?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Would you like to get nutted inside or outside?
We got it, Robbie. God damn.
We need to know.
How was that a question for boys and girls?
Because it's
we can't get nutted on or in. Lord.
Yes, you can definitely get nutted on. I you saw could definitely nut in that mouth. What are you talking about?
Nigga's not about to stand over. Nigga's about to not let you stand over there and just like, yeah.
Yes, they are.
I ain't got to do that shit. Nigga, yes, you're doing it right.
Yeah, no cap.
What is that,
not about the goddamn.
You ain't never had a girl come in your mouth.
About to come. I wouldn't know. I'd just be down there. I'd be like, whatever, come out.
Niggas
would
do that.
That does not sound good. Whatever, come out.
But yeah.
And then he'd be eating ass. So whatever, come out.
Answer the fucking question.
So do you?
I'm not answering that.
I mean.
Yeah, butter's wholesome.
If it's.
I can't wait to start the Big Homies Church House. Gonna be the pastor.
Nah, we need a trap pastor because the trap always open.
Anyway, Lola.
If it's my man, like we in a serious relationship, you know what I'm saying? Probably trying to have some babies.
Oh my God, get the fuck out of here. Twinkie.
But never a strudel.
Your light come on you? Why? Rob, do you.
What? Me doing?
Yes, nigga. Okay. Not that weird shit they are.
Okay. It depends.
Why would we do weird?
Like I always say, it depends. Because
it's the most neutral nigga ever.
I'm just saying, because, like, bro, nothing in the pussy, that shit feel good as fuck. You feel me?
I don't know what that shit feel like.
Hey, man, look. Go ahead,
get on me.
I can't
say. Bitch, move!
I can't say no names.
That's
but,
not included in the $40.
I can't say no names, but.
You nothing busy?
No. I can't say that. But, one of my homegirls, she had a tube side, and
I don't trust nothing.
Fuck that shit was amazing. But anyways, and it's something about just nothing on the girl that just like that shit is funny. That shit is just funny as fuck.
He be like,
nigga gonna have a only.
I do.
Nigga have an OnlyFans just for skits, just sex skits, just no, real
bro.
Shit.
It's just funny because like, bro,
he be back there
with the. All right.
I do.
Right. Let me draw circles. I'm gonna try to spell my name.
Especially when you record
it.
Bro. First of all, if it's coming out slow enough for you to do all that, you probably got a problem.
Fuck it, I'm gonna draw it in there.
No problems over here, family.
I'm gonna draw it in there. Rah.
Tell me somebody, he can't say that.
I can't.
So we know the names now.
We don't know shit. We don't know nothing. Y'all no know face, no kiss. We're assuming. These are all assumptions.
Okay, come on.
But yeah, I guess, I don't know, because... For me to feel good, inside, Twinkie.
If you want to laugh.
But just this disrespectful.
Right, that's what that shit is definitely that's disrespectful.
So hold on, so getting nutted on is disrespectful?
Yeah, to me, yes. That
unless you asked for it, fuck yes.
What a combination.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you come tell us, Tiago? Come tell us.
Tiago, is that disrespectful to nut on the chick face?
It's
damn, we going to the face now? It just went from on your face. That's the disrespectful shit. Why is it that niggas have to nut in the girl face on every porn? I don't understand that shit.
I like watching that shit.
That's so fucking crazy. That shit doesn't happen in real life.
Come on that slut face, yeah.
Again, that shit does not happen to y'all in real life.
Yeah.
To who?
Well, maybe for your $40 you request it, but...
Shit.
I don't request my $40 or send it, so... And
I've never done bitches' face. No money. I'm just saying, because shit, the mouth is on the face too, so sometimes she just may want to be down there and gobble it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you ain't never had anything come in your mouth? Lola, since she came here, Lola! She memorizing it right now. It was good, huh?
What about a misfire when he pull out and he accidentally just shoots out and it hits you? Has that ever happened to any? No.
There's something what's wrong with your aim.
Something happened.
What do you prefer to get nutted on in, Lola?
I mean, like I said, if it's my nigga inside, but not one.
This motherfucker trying to repopulate the earth. We trying to be freaky.
First of all, birth control is strong, okay? I got the bar in my arm. Just, I ain't worried about no kids right now.
Hell nah.
No period. Ain't had one in 3 years. It's beautiful.
Hell nah.
Oh, that was a slow clap? Oh, okay, my bad.
I clapped it too. No kids, okay? No kids. Pay my own motherfucking bills, and I'm 28.
Period, boo.
I'm a rarity, and I'm from Atlanta. A rare one. Next topic.
Yeah, next topic, okay. Do y'all believe in going to see closure?
Yes.
What happens when closure turns into enclosing on that box?
I mean, if that's the type of closure that you need, but I mean, I feel like closure is more like a we talk this shit out, right? We going separate ways.
How am I toxic? Like, Rob, how am I toxic?
I know I cheated on you. You want to break up with me, but can I just get it one more time? Here, go for it. Can I get
it one more time?
Y'all is under the assumption like I'm actually paying $40. It's like.
That's her. I'm just messing with you.
I don't pay for it.
I don't pay for this. Look, my thing is, this is my thing about like paying for pussy. I'm not about to pay nobody that would not fuck with me otherwise. Like, if you think I'm the most disgusting nigga on earth,
well, I think that defeats the purpose. That's why you paying them, because they didn't want to fuck with you.
But that's just my ego coming into place. Like, because I'm not. If you wasn't gonna fuck with me, then don't fuck with me.
You gotta like me to get this $40, bitch.
Yes, you have to.
Rules.
You have to like me. You have to like me.
So many fucking rules.
Rob, do you want somebody who doesn't like you to be around you?
You paid them.
I'm not paying for no pussy. I'm sorry, bro.
It's too many options.
Like, in this example, you paid them.
It's just like going to the strip club. The girls don't like
you. Right. They are at work. No. They are at work.
The girls that you're paying are at work.
That is support.
I go to strip clubs for support.
That is support.
And that's it. No. Bro, I feel like a fucking sleazeball paying for pussy. Yeah. Hey,
do you have change?
Ain't no change, nigga.
Can I get a pump of pussy?
I'm not cooking.
Shut up, bro. No.
All I have is 30. Can you just touch it while I watch?
Can I get a bowl?
Nah. chest count.
Can you just twerk it in front of me? I just have $10, please.
Ooh, $10.
Just twerk it. I gotta go.
Oh, my God.
I be out here like that TikTok. Ooh, $10. Back it up. Exactly.
Hell no. Nah, I could not pay nobody to fuck with me like that. That's my thing. Oh my I could not pay nobody to fuck with me like that. I feel the same way with the OnlyFans shit. Because some of the bitches that's on OnlyFans sending that shit to me anyway. Why the fuck would I pay for your OnlyFans?
They might have some good exclusive.
I've seen your entire asshole. Entire asshole.
In person.
What? You got asthma? And I'm not specific to the point where it's just I gotta see one bitch. Like, look, I go to Pornhub real quick, type in BBW Ebony, and I'll be good.
You know I stopped looking at porn, man.
Why? They racist?
Nah, I just stopped looking at porn. That shit just be...
It's decent.
The same. It's all same.
I stopped fapping. I don't do that shit.
I did find out masturbation...
You want some good porn? Record your fucking own.
I thought you were about to say you want some good pussy. I got you. I thought that's where that sentence was heading.
40 hours!
You see my head turn? I was like, what? I got it right now. Omen. In the fort smash.
What you was about to say about masturbation?
Break glass in case you need $40. I realize masturbation fuck up your stamina, like when it comes to real sex, because your grip is gonna be harder than any pussy you can ever come into.
I know dudes that jerk off first so that like they get that first nut out the way so that they last longer.
That should have backfired, because if you fucking with somebody who you really don't want to fuck with, you not going to fuck them anymore. Cause there's been plenty of times I've done that shit and I was like,
I mean, most dudes who do that are dealing with somebody that they fuck with that they don't want to disappoint.
I've canceled many a dick appointments because I jacked off beforehand and that pre-nut, that post-nut clarity kicked in.
Did you get a refund?
Oh God, I saw my surgery. taking that ENJ bottle and bopping you in the head.
I love you, Cody.
But like niggas like, fucking horny.
I don't
want to
see that ugly beat.
Exactly. That's exactly how that shit is. Like,
yeah, bro.
You will, that, bro. Right,
you don't really want to go over there.
But why? You don't really want to, it's a 30-minute drive.
But why do you fuck with people that you don't really want to fuck with?
Because the ass is fat and you horny.
Okay, but how many other asses are out there that
what
you
does that mean, Tiago?
Like?
See, girls looking at it from like, any nigga can just, you know, you can get any nigga.
Oh, okay.
You can go outside.
I can't get any nigga.
I'm just saying, you can go outside and fuck any nigga. Be like, hey, you want to fuck? Guarantee yes. I come in the room, hey, you want to fuck? Fuck no.
Get your fat ass away from me.
Yeah, I gotta finesse. I gotta pull up in a Beamer. I gotta fucking show him my crib. Like,
you gotta show him some watches and rings.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But that's how simple bitches is.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
That's crazy. Like, niggas.
That's not necessarily
niggas
true.
Niggas is more
why
simple.
Why you can't show her your personality?
I do show my personality.
My personality is on every video I post on Instagram. I'm a funny motherfucker. But funny niggas gotta have offer some extra shit.
No, on a personal level.
Funny niggas is winning.
Funny niggas
on a personal level, though.
Yeah,
that's
but that takes time. You just can't show a bitch your personality right here. Look,
yeah, you can. You really can.
You really can.
I can't fuck you with my personality.
Shit.
Nah.
That's why you ain't getting no Kodak.
Exactly. That's why you still got to pay $40.
God damn. So name this episode $40.
$40.
$40 and 99 cents.
$40.
For that Netflix.
$49.99.
Right, for that Netflix.
$39.
$39.99.
Oh, y'all petty as shit. How I go down like that? We was almost to $50. I was trying to get y'all bitches a raise.
Pause. Want to switch it out now?
Yeah.
You niggas
funny.
Is funny.
But y'all should definitely should masturbate and stop having sex.
Nah, masturbation will save you, bro.
Masturbation is the save to sex.
No, masturbation.
Stay away from Corona. Mm-hmm.
What? Hold on.
When you don't masturbate, you focus on, bro. Let me tell you something. I stopped masturbating 3 months ago.
You ain't beat your dick in 3 months?
No.
I masturbate every day. It's a requirement.
It's different from men because, like, bro, we'll be more focused.
Oh, they're switching
out, Tiago?
We got 6 minutes.
Nigga, did you switch the battery?
Nah, he was talking about the same thing.
Nah, okay. No, nigga, switch the battery.
Tiago, okay, all
right.
Oh, I'm gonna pull up behind you. Did you secure the backwoods?
Alright,
cool.
Alright. Who are the other dudes you're talking about? What? The TikTok dudes.
I have sent them to you.
Okay, cool. You didn't send it?
Well, if you ever want to work on the skit, Robbie, I am.
Let's do it.
No. My email?
I just moved back to Atlanta, so let's
do it. Okay.
Work on the skit.
I ain't done no skits in a little minute, so I'm down.
It's a skit.
Follow y'all.
All right, be safe.
All right, Keith. Send me the people, though.
A 4-8 skit.
Hey, Keith. Text me.
And I'm working on Slutty Vegan tomorrow. I'm getting you set up with
that. All right, for sure.
That's the homie. Pinky?
Oh.
Yeah, we went to school together.
The porn star?
Yeah, you?
No.
Oh, Clark.
Oh, you talking about Slutty Vegan.
I didn't graduate. I dropped out.
I dropped out, too.
Where? Oh, yeah. You went to Clark graduated, too?
For a semester.
I went there.
Yes, for a semester.
I just graduated.
I lasted 3.
I graduated from Howard University.
She don't be telling people that.
Who, me?
Yes.
I tell people that all the time.
Yeah, after niggas, it's not like... But you know what? I appreciate that, because that's not your whole identity. That's not your... Niggas think graduating from college is a personality trait, bro. Like, yeah, nigga, you graduated 15 years ago, and you're still... Your biggest life accomplishment is pledging. Relax.
I pledged, and I graduated from...
What you pledge?
Alpha Phi Omega. It's a national service fraternity. Okay, the largest fraternity in the world.
But I'm saying niggas be like, class of goddamn Clark Atlanta, class,
oh, but I'm definitely going Divine
class
Nine.
Of 82.
That's on the way.
What?
Divine Nine. That's definitely going on the way.
But what I'm saying is, like, that's not your biggest shit. Niggas be pledging and ain't. Niggas, I know niggas that pledged and dropped out.
Right.
Like, didn't graduate or nothing. Niggas,
definitely.
Niggas pledged and dropped out. That's their
biggest
shit.
I know niggas that came just to pledge.
You ready?
And get the fuck out.
Are recording? This motherfucker, I love this nigga. This nigga still.
He is on
it. Got a Grammy for something, you feel me?
Oh, you got a Grammy? Yeah.
You see? She didn't want to. She didn't want to. She didn't want to fuck him now.
She had your favorite, right? You don't know how to eat ass, I'll show you. I'm just playing.
You seen that ass? That ass is going to swallow you up.
I'm just playing.
That ass is going to swallow you up, Tiago. It's not.
It's always smothering.
Tiago going to be like Norbin.
Damn, I'm not for you. I ain't big like that now. Wait a minute.
Look at that motherfucker.
Okay.
Turn it around.
Not Rasputin.
Right.
You got
Lil Wayne.
Ain't no Rasputin.
Bye.
Ain't no Rasputin. I'm not talking about Rasputin. I'm just saying he's going to be like,
you call this nigga Norman. And I'm big. Like, what did you
but
talking
about?
But
you're not big like Rasputin.
But you said that.
I said Norman.
On my ass. Don't be wiping your sweat on my booty.
This is going on my
clothes. I said Norman.
You said what? It's going on.
My close friend.
You see it?
Yeah, I see.
It's nice and sweet.
Shit. That's a lot of ass.
I'm weak.
It's
no
nice.
Cap.
It's
no
nice.
Cap.
It's going to my OnlyFans.
Don't get me on there.
Your titties is already out.
But nah, bro.
Oh, but yeah, what we said about masturbation? You said masturbation,
yeah,
no, what?
I don't know why. Because it's just like, I used to be a sex fan. Like, I used to just need it every fucking second. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
But I stopped that shit.
What stopped it for you?
Okay, Oprah.
First of all, not being in a relationship, have time focusing on myself, got closer to God, you know what I'm saying? Praying, meditating. I took therapy.
Long as I got
you know what I'm saying?
Jesus.
Just get my mind right, you feel me? And then I use all that energy and frustration, transferred to something positive. Started a clothing line, stacked my money up, got my own shit, bought my car cash, no.
And all of this resulted from you stop masturbating.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's why I'm saying.
Maybe that is
nigga.
The key. A bitch will have more money if I just stop
putting them
playing with
vibrators
every day.
No, I'm saying. Because, like, I'm a procrastinator. So, like, all that energy.
That was taking up that much time?
No, I'm just saying. But I had all that energy, and it was just like, damn, okay, I got to do something to get, you know what I'm saying? And I did that shit, and it was just like, boom, boom, boom. Next thing I know, I'm doing this, doing that, doing this.
That's so, your beautiful. Advice for the people is to stop jacking off.
Stop jacking off.
And stop playing with your pussy.
Don't listen.
He
to
He was talking about his dick. He didn't have nothing to say about
it. If you're
going
to do it, you need to make sure that you balance. Get your stuff together. You can't just be at home just doing a DJ. Freaking, and then you ain't getting your stuff together. But
ooh, girl,
it's
that's
the
a
safest
lot of
sex.
And then, like, with that, too, I was masturbating, and I'll last, like, a long time. And that'll piss. I ain't going to say no names, but that'll piss, like, certain people off.
Busy.
Chill.
Huh?
I told y'all this nigga is messy.
Like, for real, bro. Chill.
Are you doing your job by being messy?
No.
So then you're just
shut
doing
the fuck up.
You're doing this for shits and giggles.
My thing is, though, when I jack off, it's like I have great ideas when I'm done. So, like, jacking off, because I don't smoke a lot. So, like, when people smoke, they be having good ideas. When I jack off, it's like, damn, that was a good idea I just had. In the midst of coming down from this sexual high.
Honestly, masturbation is like a reward. I had good ideas. You know, I was working hard, getting shit together. I was like, I think it's time to reward
You sound
myself.
Like she procrastinates. Like, you know, like when you do like a like you have a 20-page paper and you do
I don't have
a
time
paragraph.
To procrastinate.
And you're like, oh, shit, I did a paragraph in this 20-page paper. Let me celebrate myself. Flick, 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 flick.
Yeah, no. Like, I get real work done, like, a lot. Like, I'll spend, like,
oh,
my whole day fucking working. I'll be like, ooh, it's been a long day. I think I deserve this nut. Okay?
People should masturbate.
It's you masturbate?
Liar.
Lying like shit.
You already told us that you don't need dick, so we know you're masturbating.
You know. She got the super thrust.
So we don't need you niggas. I got vibrators.
She got the super thrust 5000 in the car.
She got that Hitachi.
I haven't in a long time.
Bro, have y'all been seeing these females that be getting the fucking machine dicks?
The shit, the jackhammer motherfuckers.
Yeah, the jackhammer. Like, I can't fucking compete. Like, I'm
first of all, if a bitch has that, she's got money, because I think those machines are expensive. It's a whole, like...
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's like, I seen too
machine.
Many females.
Keep away
with
them soul ties.
And I guess we're in the Big Homie's bedroom segment. Just had to segue that, since we're talking about the nasty shit. But yeah, the machine.
We talked about nasty shit the whole time.
Not this nasty.
It keeps the...
Well, it was his fault. He was right. He brought up the fucking thing.
Spirits transferred through sex, so
yeah.
Keep your bodies to yourself.
Except for head, it don't transfer.
What would you do if your girl had a sex, yes, like one is. Of those sex robots, like a male sex robot? What would you do?
Slim!
Y'all motherfucking ass.
What's up, Slim?
Hey, girl.
Hi. Slim, go have a seat. Slim is participating
Hello.
In our event.
You texted back late.
My bad. I'm sorry. I've been in here. Slim, do you have sex toys?
Yeah.
When was the last time
Can
you
my girl that? Sit down?
Okay, that's fine.
Is that
a
bad thing?
No, it's not. No,
we're talking about that.
What'd you say, Tiago?
That thing.
Nigga, just because you tripped over it, don't mean everybody
yeah,
else.
You coming for my man's hard.
Right.
He was stealthy with
shit,
the damn batteries
you,
and
did
shit.
You
going to do him like that?
You don't have her number?
I don't. Text us here with shit. But no.
So y'all didn't answer my question.
What's your question?
I said, what would y'all do if your girl had, like, one of those male sex robots?
I definitely did.
Like, it's one
question.
Of her sex toys.
She didn't ask that.
I did.
Yeah, she did ask that.
Oh, shit.
Then she walked in.
Oh, shit, my fault. If she had a, like, the jackhammer shit?
No, like, okay, you know how they have the sex robots. Like, guys can get their own, like, sex robot.
I didn't know that shit existed.
It was like all the rage for like
yeah, I remember
people
that.
Like last year or whatever. It was like a big thing. I don't have one. I ain't got to. Look, I pay my own bills, so I ain't got ducats like that to be spending on no fucking builder nigga. Hey. But yeah, like if your girl had one of them anatomically correct sex robots, what would you do? If that was her sex toy, what would you do?
Damn, that's a good ass question.
What would I do if I walk in?
Look at Tiago.
And she getting
how would that make you feel?
And she getting beat up by the Terminator?
Right.
Yeah, like...
I'm going to blast your eyes out. Like,
I don't know, man.
Yo!
I'm not
why is iRobot in my bitch? Like
4, 3, 2, 1, power down.
All right.
I'm going to throw some water in that motherfucker. Y'all both going to die. It's over with.
Did you come yet?
I don't know, man. Like, damn. I mean, me personally, I'm not against for sex toys in the bedroom. But I say sex toys. There's a limit on them motherfuckers. You can't have the pussy thruster 6000 in your shit. Making me feel like I'm inadequate.
She got the one that
like
I'm
in some real life John Henry shit trying to outfuck a machine. Y'all remember John Henry, that nigga was like chopping, I forgot what he was breaking, he was trying to build a tunnel against a machine, and nigga died from exhaustion. Like, yo, I'm trying to outfuck a fucking machine.
What kind of sex toys can she have?
The basic shit, like, yo, this is a fucking dildo, it's a fucking,
Bullet.
What if her dildo is the Power Thruster 3000?
I am the Power Thruster.
Oh my God.
Oh.
You said you the power thruster.
He is the power.
You real.
Tiago
don't
have that big old camera on that.
Hey, don't you?
You like real like.
Tiago,
you like.
He Norby. I'm trying to say he Norby.
Tiago, you gotta fuck.
You think that Norbert was really hitting?
Tiago, you gotta
sure
fuck.
Like
hold on, you still in a relationship?
No,
she was
celibate.
With.
He said he's single. You celibate.
Yeah.
That means you gotta
oh,
buy.
Oh, Pamela
Henderson,
I got you.
That means you gotta buy a bit. That joke.
What?
That joke didn't work.
We're just going to have a moment of silence for that joke that he just made, because it was definitely dead on arrival.
Damn. So weird.
Robbie, so how do you feel about sex toys? Her using sex toys?
Minimum, but it's cool. You know what I'm saying? Bullet, dildo, whatever. You know
Are
what
you
going
to use them with her? Like, help her use them?
Sometimes, yeah, shit.
Are y'all into, like, domination? Like, being tied up?
I love that shit.
I love being tied up.
But most of $40, right? I tell you.
Most women don't be into that shit. I'm like, oh, I want to be dominant. No, make, I want a dominant motherfucker. I'm dominant in every other aspect of life. Like, let me experience that motherfucker from the other side.
So she can tie you up with your hands like this, your blades out and a ball in your mouth?
I got PTSD.
What kind of freaking shit you want, but you don't eat ass? I don't understand. You said you're a power thruster. You said you like to be tied up, but you don't eat ass? You do all of this, but you don't eat ass? I'm confused.
Tiago said he didn't say he didn't eat ass.
He did say he don't eat ass.
Tiago, you eat ass?
Yeah.
He said no the first time.
Yes, I do.
No, Keith. No.
Slim, did you say you like to eat booty?
No, Keith.
No. Oh, I'm going to say, what the word?
Wait, did she say
even like head?
Oh, no, no,
no.
Like to give it or
get
it?
She
don't like it. I don't
not
like to get head.
Oh, you don't like
it?
Okay,
it must tickle.
She likes it in her.
That's why you be, that's why you be curving me. That's why you be curving me.
I didn't want to say nothing. You telling your business.
Yikes.
Shut the fuck up.
Girl, you should have took that $40.
She likes it in the stinky.
You like getting fucked in the ass. I know it takes to send that.
I don't like people licking on me. Like, it's gross.
She said it feels like her chihuahua.
Wait, licking her. People licking on you was gross, but gross. Someone going down the brown tunnel is not.
No. I
feel like it's way much more work to make sure the whole inside of that is clean.
Put the booty on the table. Put the booty
on
the table.
Why y'all trying to make her put her booty on the table?
Oh, hold up.
Lola, put your booty on the table.
Why are we doing this? Okay, you gotta do it too.
We know what better booty look like.
Hey, Cody, the screen is in the way.
The screen is in the way. Hold on.
We know what mine look like. Follow my Instagram, GOC, damn Lola. Y'all know what the fuck it look like.
My booty gonna look like a mustard seed.
Slim, put it on.
Wow.
She got way more.
My booty gonna look like a mustard seed.
I love it. This is what the Big Homie's House is all about.
When Robin Wells is
here. We love it.
Woo, girl.
We
love you took that slap. That sounded like it hurt. Mm-mm.
You wouldn't even felt it.
I got all this ass. Why don't you think I have extra nerve endings?
That was, yeah. That science failed me that time.
Clearly.
But would y'all be mad if the nigga had the pussy pounder 5000? Like, he had the fucking mechanical vagina?
No.
Huh? Because
I want to watch.
You want to watch a nigga fuck?
I actually bought my side piece a fleshlight.
A fleshlight?
Mm-hmm. That you want to watch him masturbate?
It's like a little lips. What's like a vagina? They got lips and a vagina, but it's like in a bottle.
It's an actual flashlight that they scooped out and made it into
it's
a
like
vagina.
Imagine them taking the bottle and they still like the silicone stuff in it.
Oh.
But it feels so weird. Like it feels like a, inside of a coochie for real.
Oh.
And it's like real tight.
So, if your nigga had a fleshlight, y'all wouldn't care?
I don't like it. I wouldn't want to do that.
Why?
Sir, don't do that in front of me.
You don't like watching it?
Honestly, you got time to do that. You got time
it's
to fuck me.
It's a toy. Like, when you don't want to suck
I just think it's weird.
Some females like to watch that shit, man.
Women like to watch. I send a video.
We know.
I don't like it.
Do not be telling about the videos I be sending you.
Oh, you sent her a Dano video?
Anyway.
Kodak.
It just got real on Big Homie's house. Okay. We just found out that Big Homie be sending dick pics and videos.
Let's
to
look at Big Homie's phone.
With consent. With consent.
After the fact?
He said he sends nutshots.
You said nutshots?
Oh no! Do not show them my video.
What you nutted on? That's the question.
Shit, we're getting off topic. Lola,
would you,
would you want your nigga to have the fucking fleshlight or any sex toy of that value?
I mean, a fleshlight is not that bad.
What if it's like the Android sex machine?
I don't know. I feel like if you can afford that, you can afford to buy me some other shit. So.
Mm. Oh, this is another question I had before, because everybody in the room, in this room is you're not just doing regular shit. You're not on no day-to-day shit. You're out trying to get money outside the regular realm of existence of what everybody is trying to do, right? So most people on their birthdays, they be like, you know, I want to get a bag. I want to go on a vacation. Would you guys be upset if a nigga invested some shit into something that you were doing instead of getting you something like tangible?
That's definitely a good ass gift. That's going to be a gift that'll pay into my life, like, going on. So, hell yeah, if you want to invest in my damn business, right, that is a bomb ass gift. That's like if a nigga wanted to buy me a building and say, here, this is yours. You own this and you can rent this out now. This is your property.
Okay,
well,
so
that's
like,
a bomb ass shit. I'll take that.
So would you be interested in a nigga if, like, on the first date he started asking you if he was, like, really digging into, like, shit that you were interested in and trying to figure out your career path? Like, would that turn you off or, like, be like, yo, why is this nigga asking me all this other shit?
No, that's definitely a turn on because you seem you're very interested in
it. Yeah, it depends. And it's like, because I talked to this one guy and, like, our conversations, he was trying to get deep on every conversation. And it was like, we was digging into, like, politics. And it was always, so why do you think that this happens? And so what would you do if, like, I was getting bored, like, this is, you asking, like, let's have a regular conversation,
see,
get personal. Like, we get it all into politics, like, we sit in a meeting or something. Like, I feel like I was in an interview talking to him on the phone all the time.
This chick asked me my love language. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
Like, how do you, like, how do you receive love? Like, how do you give love? Like, some people, like, their love language is, like,
give me pussy.
Not even that.
That's regular.
Suck,
like,
my dick.
Like, some people are, like, really into gifts. Some people are, like, really into small
gestures. I don't
gestures.
Know nothing about none of that shit. Like,
that's why you should know. That's what I ask people. Like, I want to know what makes you mad, what makes you happy. I want you to know what makes
first
me mad.
First
date? Not the first date, but if we continue, like, the talk and stuff, you need to know this stuff because before we get any further, and if you can't, if before problems start happening, you need to know what makes me mad, what makes me happy, what I like, what I don't like. Do you get mad if you don't get a gift? Do you get mad, like, what's
but it's been and it's kind of, just tab it off, but there's plenty of times, like, and how do y'all react when this shit happens? Like, you tell somebody something that triggers you, something that you've experienced
and
in the past, and they do it, and they don't just do it, they do it, like, repeatedly. Mm-hmm. Like, how do y'all
like
that
purposefully
shit?
Or, like, it's an accidental thing?
Personally, one thing that I do, and it's one thing that I've told people in the past, and this shit just, like, just triggers some shit for me. Like, if we are talking, and you just, like, ignore me, like, we having a conversation and you just, I don't hear from you for like a day or two. And it's like, really?
Yeah.
It's like, because nobody's that busy.
Bro, when they do that, bro, I just send them a cap emoji. That's it.
Like, for real. And it's like, sometimes
that
maybe.
That would make me mad. I would cuss you out.
I know.
Sending a cap emoji?
Yes.
They don't never reply, then you send an emoji, then they got all the replies in the world.
And that's my thing, though. It's like, because. Communication is so easy.
But it's like for me, like when I don't respond back, it's because I'm busy. And like after a couple hours go by, I feel like the conversation is so old, I'm not even going to respond. Because now
but
I'm
start
like,
up a new conversation.
Yeah, like I start something else or I talk to you on Instagram. But after so many hours, I'm not going to respond to the conversation because I feel like it's old and you're probably on to a new subject. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you, but I feel like...
Unless
it's
something that require a response. You know what I'm saying? But if it's like a regular conversation, after like an hour or two that went by, I'm going to assume you don't want to talk about this anymore, and you're like, okay.
I feel like everybody has their phone in their hand. Like, seriously. Like, especially this day and age, everyone has their phone. Everyone makes money from their phone. Well, most everybody makes money from their phone.
Everybody sitting right here makes money off their
like
phone.
For me, you know, I dance at night, so my phone's in my locker for like 6 to 8 hours. You know what I'm saying? So like
but when you
get
getting
work,
dressed though, you have your phone,
again,
you take a picture.
But like,
hey,
once
man,
you,
I'm about to go work. I'll text you later.
Yeah, but like you know when you're working, you don't want to. Like,
yeah, but like once
you,
once she
really
once she enter that
so
shit,
she's
not gonna be checking her phone every time she in a
I'm
locker.
Looking for the trick started texting me saying I'm on the floor. Are you at work? I'm going through my messages to
this
figure
fucking
out
stripper lingo.
Not for
real.
Yeah, I mean I don't
work.
I'm just saying.
But I do feel like if you're gonna be busy,
I'm a burlesque dancer.
If you're going to be busy, you need to be
I'm
about
like,
to do such
it's
and
not
such.
Even that. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry to cut you off. But it's not even that. Like, when you busy on making money on your phone, like, you can't.
Your mind be a different
thing. I'm talking about before you know you're about to get busy. When you wake up and you know
you're
we always
busy.
I wake up to those calls and texts. So it's like,
okay, but
like this morning.
Hey, let me call her real quick.
But
I'm busy all day.
But look, like this morning, I got a call. Say, hey, I need this made. Okay, cool. I answer the phone when I'm in the shower. Like if it's somebody who I know is a money call, I'll hop out real quick and take the call.
You feel? How do you know it's a money call if you're in the shower but the phone's out there?
The fucking their contact is saved.
I'm saying if you're in the shower, your phone's over here by
the
sink. How do you know who the fuck is calling if you're in the shower? Oh, you got special ringtones for everybody?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Money calls, like shit.
I still feel like you have 5 seconds to say, I'm going to be busy. I probably ain't going to be able to talk to you in a couple hours.
Yes, I respect that. So if we are talking and you can't even do that, then it's like, that's simple. So that means if you can't handle
that busy.
Yeah, if you can't handle that, then shit, it is what it is. Like, I don't take offense for you not being able to meet my standards of a relationship. I don't take offense to that. It's just we just not meant to be together. And but some people think, oh, you're not gonna fuck with me.
I take
offense
when you wasting my time. Like,
right. I'm not gonna let you waste my time. Like, I will cut shit off prematurely before I let you waste my time. That's how I am. Like, we will be better as you go back to being my fan on Instagram before I let you waste my time. It is what it is. I'm a Leo. I move on quick. I got options. I'm not gonna flex and no shit. But like, you're not the only motherfucker in my phone.
I feel you. That's a Gemini. We just blow with the wind.
You feel me? Like, I'm not gonna let you stretch me out. Facts. I got options. You're not the only motherfucker trying to talk to me.
Protect your heart, King.
Got to. Slim, keep trying me. Like, I won't.
Slim, let me see. I didn't say nothing.
No, she won't. No, why the fuck do you want to see that,
see,
brother?
They love to see that shit. Like,
are you talking about the little picture?
It was a good video, though.
Oh.
Put it in the trash. Did you? Do
I got all his pictures in my phone.
Oh.
Kodak, what you be sending?
We got a relationship, man.
He be like,
oh, Kodak.
Kodak, man.
What's up?
We have a face and a case, ladies and gentlemen.
A face and a case.
Exhibit A.
Okay, real news live.
Why he trying to pull out people's names? We got you now.
Right, we got receipt.
Yeah, he got a nice penis. I was not expecting.
They never expected from the big guy.
Okay, Kodak got some of that stomach on.
I was expecting it to be little.
Right, he has been getting smaller.
Like, I was expecting it to be little.
Y'all been seeing me in the gym. I've been going, shout out my trainer. Shout out Batman, shout out GTB. My nigga been kicking my ass in the gym. Like,
I've been seeing you in there.
I've been in the gym about to die. That nigga been kicking my ass. But just
y'all just give me till next June. My stomach going to be completely gone. I need to get in there.
My stomach
going to
be gone.
So, ooh, my waist trainer just came today. My workout one.
What? Are you having a seizure?
Shut the fuck up.
Pull this man down. He's obviously hot.
I hate Lord. Y'all niggas, man. That motherfucker feel cool. Okay. Slim, I feel like this is a good question for you. We talked about it earlier, but we need your input on it. Toaster strudel or Twinkie?
He's not talking about the food.
Inside or on top?
Yeah. Shit, I knew she would know.
Dating, Twinkie. Yeah.
But if it's niggas just fucking off,
then you take that shit to the piece of tissue.
What do you like? Where do you like the?
No.
Where do you like? Come on.
I like it right here.
So you know where it's at. No babies. That's right, girl.
that's cool.
There's no face. There's no baby on the face either. So.
Nah, niggas be slicking. They like they pull out nothing on your butt. Well, they actually be nothing in your coochie.
Niggas be trying to trap you.
But I've only fucked my nigga raw, so. But I have had niggas.
You got a nigga?
No.
Oh, okay.
I got the sex toy. That's cold and don't do nothing for me.
I got you.
Well, maybe if you stick it in the microwave, would it be warm?
I tried that, and it only stayed warm for like 10
what?
Seconds.
What?
I'm sorry.
What the? You sticking radioactive toys in your pussy? What the fuck kind of X-Men shit is y'all on?
Mommy not going to put nothing in the microwave.
It's like putting
an ice you know what
in
I just thought
in.
About? Ain't you supposed to like boil them to like sanitize
yeah.
it?
What
if you boil them, it'll definitely be hot.
But I try to boil
in
them,
your pot.
It always stay hot for like so long. Like, by the time I get ready to put the lube on, it's cold.
I mean, you better get that thing hot off the presses then if you want it to be hot.
Anyway,
don't
man.
Don't use microwave or pot.
What the fuck?
Hey, y'all, scoot over a little bit? Yeah, there we go.
Rob, these nasty motherfuckers. Rob, you have a lot of bitches in your Instagram videos. I had to.
He was like, "Where is this going?"
He's like, "What, huh?"
Where is this going?
So, any of the I wanted you to bring something today, man. But I understand. I think that's me. That's me. I wanted to bring. But sometimes Instagram joints do be unreliable. Because we were supposed to have one more today. She's like, "Oh fuck, I forgot that's today."
Yeah, she said she had a video shoot.
Tiny. Mm-hmm. Oh shit! We got one more coming. But yeah, for the people that want to be in your videos, the ones aspiring Instagram models.
What's the question?
How did they get in touch with you and you know?
Just DM me.
DM you.
Yeah.
What's the requirement?
Gotta know how to act. Good vibes.
Fat ass.
Nah.
He be having all types of girls in his.
Yeah,
videos.
I love women. All types of women.
We're gonna have Lola in a skit soon. Yeah. Cause Lola be going in. Lola shit could really qualify some softcore porn.
How?
That video you made with Kodak over there on that couch?
No, 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 not even that.
Oh. That was a promo for my lap dance class.
That shit got pulled down from Twitter for some different shit.
What?
DMCA.
Music?
Yes. Twitter not Twitter's not playing by DMCA.
I mean, if you add in there that you do not own the rights to the music.
Man, that shit do not matter, bro. That would flag your shit. You get that email, like, yeah, this company in London has, what the fuck?
Timestamp. Then
that's in
it. The other people got the same song in their videos. Like, damn.
Right. I still got
it
on my page.
So, yeah. So, shout out.
But that was not porn.
It could have been. But that is, anything else on you guys' minds and hearts? Well, you know, that is this episode of the Big Homie's House. Robbie World and this motherfucker. Big Homie Rob. Big Homie Lola. Ow. Big Homie Butter.
Hello.
Surprise appearance by Big Homie Slim. It's up. It's the Big Homies. Episode 22.
Please stay safe, y'all. Stay safe.